Even I have so many things that in French, I can speak well in French, but in English I will try because I believe that Holy Spirit is with us. Amen. Amen. I was in Fountain of Life. We are talking about David, his life, the way he improved, the way he succeed. And when I saw the message Steve sent to me that I have to talk about David, I said that this is God's inspiration. Because we are talking about it in the church. 3 weeks, 1 week I was in Sweden, was talking about the covenant. And last week I was in London, I was talking about the glory of God. And in my mind, I was looking to speak about the covenant with God. Because I spoke about it in Sweden and people was very happy. But I don't know how Holy Spirit is doing things. Steve sent me this message. I said, wow, can I speak in French? I was thinking like that, but I said, no, I have to prepare this message in English. And I believe that God will speak to us. And the message said that you have to talk about David's character. But me, I would like to speak about the principle of success of David. Because the Bible said that David was the man after God's own heart. Is it possible for you to be man or woman after God's heart today? This is the question. Is it possible that God can do what he did in David? But I'd like you to know that David's life was not an easy life. If they ask everyone, would you like to be like David? You say, yes, I want to be like David. But David went through so very hard situation. And his life, he was pushed to take some decision to be the man after God's own heart. It was not easy. In the Bible, we know that David succeeded. David had done so many things. He was the one who was fighting all the time and gave victory to Israel when they defeated them by they challenged them. I was looking to about the challenge. They challenged them by Goliath, who was a strong man from Philistine. He was a very strong man, but how he became the man after God's own heart? This is what you have to learn. The Bible is a practical book. Can you say amen? Amen. It's a practical book. When we are coming to church, we have to learn from the Bible. We have to learn from people who work with God. And today, we have to learn how David became the man that God liked too much. Can you say that David was holy in all his way? No. We know that David sometimes fell. But you know that he was king. He's the one that God used as a king. He was a priest and he was a prophet as well. Three functions for David. Different with other people. In the Bible, he found someone. When he's king, he cannot be prophet. When he's king, he cannot be priest. When he's king, he cannot be something else. But David have got three functions in the Bible. He was a priest. Sometimes he can go in the presence of the Lord and to ask some, to offer sacrifice to God and to ask God some direction. And God was with him. And I believe that is possible that today you can be the man or woman after God's own heart. If I was in Sweden, people would say amen. Amen. But we are going to read now in the book of 1 Chronicles 29 and 28. We can see this is can be like a conclusion. But I prefer to start by conclusion, and maybe we'll finish by introduction. The Bible says, we can stand up and we'll read, all of us will read now in the name of Jesus. 1, 2, 3. He died at a good old age, having enjoyed a long life, wealth and honor. His son Solomon succeeded him as a king. How many things do we find in this verse? You can sit down. Thank you very much. How many things we found now in this verse? This is the end of David. And the Bible is saying that he died at a good old of age. And I would like to say to someone today, you will not die before your age. I want to tell you something. Maybe in your heart you feel that no, you can die anytime. But I want to tell you that you will not die before your age. Maybe you'll say that, Emmanuel, what are you talking about? Is it possible for someone to die before his age? Yeah, it's possible. It's not some verse I can just give like that because I'm used to preach the Bible. So you can read in the book of Ecclesiastes. If someone is here, can read in the book of Ecclesiastes 17, verse 17. What the Bible says is not, I didn't give it to our sister, but Vanessa, but someone can read it in here. I didn't give that verse, but it just came in my mind that to confirm what I'm saying now. Ecclesiastes 17, verse 17. Oh, what I want to say, yeah? 7:17. Yeah, 7:17. Thank you, Ketia. All right. 7:17. Do not be overwhelmed and do not be a fool. Why die before you die? This is the question. They ask us, is it possible to die before your time? But I want you to confess today that like David, you will not die. David said himself that I will not die. I have to tell next, the future generation, about the marvelous of God. I will talk about marvelous of God. I will tell them, the future generation. Even if you feel that now this is the time you have to go, say that no, I will live. I will be alive in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. The Bible is a practical book. What you found in the Bible, we have to practice it. We have to accept it. We have to believe that it is possible. We can return to this verse. What, 1 Chronicles 29:28, please. Having enjoyed a long life, wealth and honor. You know, today when we are talking about wealth, so many people, they say that, no, we don't have to talk about the prosperity in the church. Everyone need money. Everyone need wealth in his life. If you don't have today, don't say that you don't need it. I believe that everyone need it. Second thing. At the end of the life of David, they are talking about these things. It's very important for our life. Still, we are in this world. We need God's help to help us financially, to help us in everything we are doing. Prosperity, to talk about prosperity is not bad things. We need it. But don't steal for it. Just do what you can do. David was working. Wealth and honor, his son Solomon succeeded him as a king. And you see that next, this verse I put Hebrews 6 verse 12. What he said to us, we have to imitate what David did. His character. If you want to talk about everything, I think that will not finish. But I have only four principles or four character of David we'll see today. I have more than ten, but you cannot talk about everything today. A small exercise. You can stand up again and you'll read this verse. I'm sorry. You can stand up, please. 1, 2, 3. We do not want you to become lazy, but to imitate those who through faith and patience inherit what has been promised. Thank you. We can sit down. It's become like a classroom. It's the church, but you have to practice this. It's very important for us. We do not want you to become lazy. This is the message God is talking to everyone here. You know, if in the life, if someone called you lazy, it become like an insult. Someone just pass like that, look at the lazy boy there. This is lazy woman. It become like an insult. But here, they advise us. This is God's advice. He said that we do not want you to become lazy. Otherwise, if you don't imitate David, if you don't imitate people we saw in the Bible, you'll be lazy. You'll be lazy. But to imitate those who through faith and patience inherit what has been promised. Faith and patience. And the first character of David we want to see today, David learned how to start by small beginning. This is the first thing we want to learn today, small beginning. He was a child. He was anointed by the prophet Samuel, but David learned how to start by small beginning. This is what so many people, they don't do today. They want to start from big things. They have very big dream for the church, but they don't like to start 2-3 people in the church. When Fountain of Life starts, I came here and thank God for the heart of John Platt, John Gordon, for Ray. I'm talking about for George, four people who received me. I was talking with them. I know that Ruth was there. She encouraged me for the work. But when I started the work of God, these four people, they was with me. They said that, no, Emmanuel, we want to see how you can start the church in this place. Ray said to me that we want to see what you are going to do. George said the same thing. And John Platt accepted, said that, no, just be there. We came here, me and my family. We were sitting there. Natalie was in the front house. She had to lead. And me, I come and start to preach to my children. But today, I have so many children in this church. I learned to start with small beginning. You can start small. All mega church you see in the world, they start with a few people. Maybe 2 or 3 people, they start like that. In the church, don't look at, oh no, I'm going there, there's nobody. It's you who have to do something. Small beginning. There are so many people today, even want to start a business. They say that, no, we need $100,000 to start a business. You can start even with 100. If you learn how to start with 100, you will know how to handle 100,000. Can you say amen?
Amen?
But if you don't know how to start by small, look at what they said to him in the book of 1 Samuel 17, verse 18. First principle. What they said to him, we do not want you to become... No, not this. Oh. Vanessa. Take along these 10 cheese to the commander of their unit. No, this is 18, it's not 28. But we can just leave. If you want me, I will explain something about this, because we start with this in the Fountain of Life. We start by 17. David obeyed to his father, but you can prepare this 28. Those 28 I gave you there. He obeyed to his father. He sent him to his brother, and people were fighting. Take along these 10 chiefs to the commander of their unit. See how your brothers are, and bring back some insurance from them. He went. He accepted because they sent him. Small beginning. He didn't know how he can become king. He have oil on his head, but how he can become the king of Israel? By small beginning. And that's why we want to read in 28. They were talking about the flock of his dad, the small. They said that when Eliab, David's eldest brother, heard him speaking with the men, he burned with anger at him and asked, "Why have you come down here? And with whom did you leave those few sheep? Few sheep in the wilderness." This is what David was doing all his life. He was leading this small, few sheep, small beginning. In the life we have to learn. This is a good character to learn from small things God has given to us. If you are not faithful, and we'll read how Jesus said about to be faithful in small things he gave us. So many people, they are not faithful. So many people, they are waiting when they will get so many things in their life to be faithful to God. So many people, they are looking to get big knowledge to start to talk about Jesus. No, you can start with one verse, you know. You can do something where you are, with small beginning. This is what David learned to do. And his brother Eliab is talking about it. He said that, "With whom did you leave those few sheep in the wilderness?" The few sheep, this is what David was doing before to become king. You know, don't neglect the small beginning in your life. If you have started somewhere, you feel that you want to stop, just continue. If God is with you, with small beginning, you can become big. I want to hear your amen. Amen. It's possible. It's possible. You know, in the book of Zephaniah, I didn't give this verse as well. I think that our sister Vanessa will read this in Luke, but I want you now to learn something about Zephaniah. In our life, there is always some obstacle, some barrier. It will avoid you to go forward. It will avoid you to go to your destiny. You have something you have to get in your life, but there is some mountain in front of you. Zephaniah 4. We can start from verse. Is it Zachary? What is Zachary? Zachary is it? I didn't give you it, but Zephaniah 4. Yeah. Verse 10. You can start from. I would like to start from 8 or 9, where they are talking like that. What are you mountain? This one place. What are you mighty mountain before Zerubbabel? You will become level count. There's a mountain in front of you. You don't know how to succeed. You don't know how to go forward. But this is the question God is asking here. What are you, mighty mountain? It's possible. How mountain can move? We know, all of us, that mountain can move only by faith. And to move it, you don't need big things. You need just small faith. Small faith. Don't neglect the small thing you have. For disciples, they will think that, oh, they need a very huge faith. They say that, oh, Jesus, increase our faith. When they saw that the tree was dry, they talked to Jesus, increase our faith. So they believe that to move the mountain, to command to life, to command to tree to be dry, they need the big faith. But Jesus said that not. If you have just small faith, small faith, you can talk to that mountain there, move from there and go to the water, and it will happen. So you need small thing to do big things in your life. That need that small. And verse 10, Vanessa, who does despise the day of small things? Since the seven eyes of the Lord that range through God, the health will rejoice when they see the chosen capstone in the hand of Zerubbabel. People will enjoy when they see that you are succeeding in your life. When you meet some obstacle, people, they don't care. Even the church, when you are struggling, you are praying, people, they don't care about what you are doing. When you are fasting, you are asking God all the time, you are praying, God, I want to see your glory in my life. I want you to come to help me in my situation. People, they don't see it. But one day, they will see capstone in the hand of Zerubbabel. When they will see it, they will know that you start by small and today you become big. It's possible. It's possible. This is the first character of David. He have got anointing, but how he can start? No, by small things. Small things in his life. But we are going now to read. Jesus thought as a three principle of progress. Everyone wants to progress. Everyone wants to succeed. Everyone wants to be like David. But there is three principle of progress in book of Luke 16, 10 and 12. And we'll pass to the. If whoever can be trusted with very little can also be trusted with much. This is what God said to us. Very little. If we can trust you with very little, can also be trusted with much. And whoever is dishonest with very little will also be dishonest with much. Can we trust you today? God can trust you with that small you have, that small knowledge He gave you, that small understanding of God things He gave you. God can trust you. That small you have in your hand. God starts always by small things. And David learned about it. Jesus in the wilderness with his disciple, in front of thousands and thousands of people, 5,000 of people, because they didn't count women and children. He said that you have to give food to these people. It was not 100 people, but it was thousands and thousands. 5,000. It's possible with Jesus, with small things. They come and say, where will we find the food to feed all these people here? After 3 days, they listened to the word of God. They were there in front of Jesus, but they needed something to eat with small things. This is what David learned, with small things you are able. Say that, oh, there is one little boy there. He has only 2 fish and 5 loaves of bread. So bring it here to me. Bring it. You think that is small? I'll show that with small things we are able to do big things. And David learned how to use the small. Here, 10 to, then they said on 11. So if you have not been trustworthy in handling worldly wealth, who will trust you with true riches? The Lord, this three. The old wealth God gave you, everything God gave you, wealth, because you're talking that when David died, he died with wealth. And they said that the small you have in this world, we cannot trust you. Who can give you the true wealth? Because that one we have in this world is not the true one. The truth is coming from above. It's from our Lord Jesus. And if you have not been trustworthy with someone as a property, who will give you property of your own? You destroy someone's property. It can be where you live. It can be everything you are doing. When David was going, they gave him bread, 10 loaves of bread to bring to people. David didn't eat it. He took it to the destination. And this is, we have to learn. Some boy, he will just go in the road and sit somewhere, look on the left and the right, and start to eat the bread they give him for somebody else. But David was not like that. His father trusted him. He said that, take this bread to your brother and 10 of people who are commanding the army of Israel. This is what you learn for the first principle and the second principle. The principle of doing manual jobs with joy. David learned about it. You know, some people today, they are expecting to do only big things. No, you see, when I'm going to church, I have my tie and my suit. I cannot do nothing else than to preach. Me, I'm pastor. I can only preach. If they say that, can you take away the dust from the windows? No, no, no. This is not my job. This is the job for Diakoni. Is it Diakoni? Diakoni. Deacon, this is not my job. You are expecting to do only big things in your life. But here they say that the principle of doing manual jobs with joy. Go to sweep toilet there. You cannot do it. Maybe since you are born in this world, you have never done something in the church. Oh no, it's dead church. When you come here, you just sitting and you go up at home. Say that no, this church may be the angel of the Lord that come in the night to sweep the carpet. The toilet, we have the angel of toilets here. You have to think about the church to say, what can I do? The principle of doing manual job with joy. It looks small with your eyes, but in the thought of God. You know, Jesus was talking to his disciples, said that the one who exalts himself, he will be humbled. I like a French version because they are talking that here they say that the one who exalts himself will be humbled in English. You can read in the book of Matthew 23, it can be verse 10, or you can read in the book of Luke 14, verse 10 to 12. You found it there. How Jesus was talking. He said that the one who humbled, who exalts himself, He will be humbled. But in the French, he said that the one who exalts himself, they will put him down. Because when you are talking about he will be humbled, it's like a humility. No. But they will put you down. I will just translate in French, French English. There are so many people, they want to be high. They don't like to be down. But here they say that the principle of doing manual jobs with joy. What are you doing in the church? Are you doing it with joy? Or you feel like they are pushing you? There are so many people, they feel like they are pushing them. You know, I put all the testament about David, and I compare with what you write in the New Testament. This is the way me I'm teaching, that you have to learn something from Jesus as well. He was talking it to his disciple, and the Bible said that the exalting is not coming from east or from north or something like that. I didn't write the verse, but to be exalted is coming from God. It's God who can exalt you. Not by yourself. We are nothing. Those who humble themselves, God will exalt them. To learn to do some small things in the church. Everyone is very important. And we know the story of one church. It was a very powerful church. In that church, there was so many miracles. If you come with your problem, you found the solution. But there was one lady. She was a very old woman. She was praying. Nobody can even think that, no, she was very important in the church, because she was, sometimes you think that people become old, they was not young. They was young like you and I. Yeah. The thing that they are nothing, they are very important in our life. Because all of us are going there. Oh no, you see, me, I'm young. No, one day we'll be old. I give you prophecies. I prophesy now upon you. One day you'll be old. Can you say amen?
Amen.
And that lady, she was praying too much in the church. Nobody was caring about her. She passed away. And all sources of the church went down. There was not a miracle, nothing happened in the church. And the pastor started to ask, oh God, why the church become like that? Now it was a very hot church. Now it's become a very cold church. And the answer came that, no, I've took my servant. And the pastor was wondering, who is the servant in this church? It's me who is the servant of God. And the answer came that, no, it's not you who was my servant. My servant is that old woman who was praying day and night for the church. That's why I was doing miracle in that church. And people realized that, oh, the work the woman was doing was very important, but no one knew it in the church. Do something. Clean the carpet. You don't need to someone to come to tell you what can you do. I remember one day everybody was, this young boy who is playing guitar today, Daniel. Yeah. Everybody was working. He was small at that time. He just came to ask me, Pastor, what can I do? I see everybody is working. What can I do in the church? And I said that, Daniel, go start to sweep windows there. And I saw him was working there. He fit in his heart that he have to do like other people. The principle of doing manual job with joy. 1 Samuel 16:21. We can read it. David, we can stand up now, please. We can stand up and read. Anna is not here. She ought to read for us. 1, 2, 3. David came to Saul and entered his service. Saul liked him very much, and David became one of his armor bearer. Armor bearer. We can sit down. Thank you. You have the oil on your head, but now you are armor bearer. Armor bearer. This is what you are doing. He didn't say that, look, Saul, one day I will replace you. May I have anointing on me. One day, when you will get old, when you die, I will replace you. No. But he was there. He became armor bearer. This is the principle of life. To humble yourself. Don't be proud. Don't exalt yourself. It can be in the family. Practical book is the Bible. In the family, you have to humble yourself. Don't exalt yourself. You woke up in the morning, you are waiting everybody to come to serve you. You are doing nothing in the family. No, you have to learn to do something. To wake up with idea that we are working together, we are living together, I can do something. Don't expect some people to do everything on your place. The same in the church. Form the small thing. Oh no, me, I'm the dad of the family, I cannot sweep the TV. No, just take it, sweep it, nobody will know outside. Amen. You can take dirty clothes and put in the machine. It's not you who is going to wash it. In Africa, sometimes we take the clothes, we put it outside. There's not a machine. But here, you just put it there and push the button, and the machine will work on your face. Pass it. And they are proud. No, I cannot put the gloves, dirty gloves in the machine. This is not my work. Are you very important than the person who made the machine? This is the question. You just put in there. You didn't make it. Someone made it for you. You have put inside. That's it. What I'm preaching, me, I'm doing it alone at home. I don't preach something I cannot do. I'm doing it. I don't come to talk only about the Bible, but myself at home, I'm just like that. No. If I found something to do at home, children, they know I used to do it. Gloves are put in the machine. Sidi, where is Sidi? Sidi, who ironed your shirt today? No, stand up and say, speak aloud. Stand up. Who did your shirt today? Take the jacket off. Take the jacket off. Who ironed it? Amen. I saw him was struggling. He pushed the iron there. I said, "Did he give me?" At your age, in our house, me, I was ironing the shirt of my dad. But today, I want to do it for you. You have to learn. I can do everything by God's grace. Let us talk about the third one. I didn't open even my tablet yet, so everything is coming like that. So let us start now the preaching. Amen. We are talking about the third one. They said that the principle of turning away from those who despise you, people will come to discourage you. They'll come to despise you. They will not accept the talent you have in you. It's you who can give the value to what God has given to you. David knows that he has anointed on his head. But yourself, you have to know what God has given you. The principle of turning away from those who despise you. Sometimes we accept what people are talking No, you are not intelligent and you accept that you are not intelligent. But tell them that I'm intelligent in the name of Jesus. You see someone who wants to push you down, who don't recognize what you are in God, in Jesus. Don't accept what people are talking. The principle of turning away from those who despise you. When David went to that place where people are offended, nobody. It started by his family, Eliab. We'll read the verse again. I think that it will be the same. Yeah, we can read it. Vanessa has put it already. When Eliab, David's eldest brother, had him speaking with the men, David was looking to know, what are they going to do for the one who will give victory to Israel? Don't do something without knowing the goal, something which is coming from what you are doing. Even disciple of Jesus, they was asking him, Peter asked him one day, we have left our family, I left all my job, I was a fisher. Huh? I was a fisher. Huh? Yeah, yeah. But I left everything and now I follow you. What will I get? You have to ask. But don't come at the end of the meeting that we come to church today, what will we get? No. This you have to ask Jesus. He needs everybody to be in the church. Because we are preparing. He is coming soon. Jesus is coming soon. I said that Jesus is coming soon. Amen. I repeat again, Jesus is coming soon. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Don't be in destruction. Jesus is coming. We have to believe it. When Eliab, David's eldest brother, heard him speaking with the man, he burned with anger at him and asked. He burned with anger. Everybody is not happy for what you are doing today. If it's not your brother, if it's not some people in the society where you are living, the first enemy, it will be the devil. He will try to destroy you. He will try to discourage you. The devil is working. He's still working. He was doing something and he wants you to stop. He wants to stop you. But you can decide yourself to take decision. David didn't say that, oh, I'm a young boy. This is my elder brother. He said, I have now to accept what he said. No. There's a place you have to take decision yourself in your life. You have to know what God has put inside you. David know that on his head, there is anointing, but on the head of Eliab, there is not anointing. Why have you come down here? And with whom did you leave those few sheep in the wilderness? I know how conceited you are and how wicked your heart is. They say that the heart of David is the wicked person. He was looking to push him in anger. That David can say that, oh, why my brother is treating me like that? But he calmed down. Hallelujah. Something happened in life. What kind of mood do you have? Sometimes you blood pressure high. Because they say that you are weak. Your heart, they say that I know weak your heart is. What kind of wicked David was in their family? The Bible didn't show us how David was a wicked person. No. He brought the bread to them. You give them something, but they try to destroy you. They try to discard you. Don't allow the devil to push you down. Don't allow the devil to push you down. Don't allow someone who don't have something, who don't know the purpose of God in your life, to push you down. You are what God says that you are. you are not what men says that you are. David knew it. And the Bible said that you came down only to watch the battle. You come here to watch the battle. I know you very well. You didn't come here to live, to give us bread. You come here to watch the battle. David didn't go there by himself. Eliab didn't know. It's David's father who sent him. How many times some people they tell you that you are good for nothing? How many times people told you that you cannot succeed? How many people told you that you cannot do anything in your life? And you accept it. If you start to accept what people said, you will become like what they said. But when you refuse it, they said, they talk about your children. They said, no, your children, they are not good enough. I said that, no, my children, they are very good children. Amen. People start to talk about your church, against your church. Say that, no, Mount Chapel, my church, I know that is the top of all church in Manchester. And the devil will become very, very angry again because they give positive testimony about yourself, about your church. But if you start to say, oh yeah, I know that Fountain of Life, I know that place, it's a very, you start to talk something negative. So you allowed now the devil and everybody to dominate in your life. Third principle, you cannot repeat it, that you have to learn about. Can you put it on, say that the principle of turning away from those who despise you in your life. How many people today, they discard you in the business you want to do? You want to start the shop. They said, oh, the shop, you will not succeed. Me, I've been there. Don't take the negative experience from some people who fail. I can say it in the past. Who failed? Who failed in their life? I can say it in the past. I used to say this. They never ask to someone who failed in life, oh, can you tell us the secret of your failure? If you see someone asking like that, you have to pray for him. But they always ask someone who succeed. What is your secret for your success? And you try to explain that me, I was turning away from those people who despised me. You can tell them like that. That's why I succeed today. They said that, no, don't do that. I was doing it because it's God who told me to do it. The fourth one, I'm sorry, we are going to finish. The fourth one, we are going quickly. We read already. We are going to fourth one. The principle of choosing and staying with what you have tested. So many people, they fell today in their life because they are doing things because others are doing it. We have never tested it, but you are doing it. You see what happened to David? I said that we have so many principles, but today we will stop at 4. I'm sorry, I just calculate everything that we can stop on time. Otherwise, you have to stay here until 6 p.m. I'll make sure that you have to finish on time. Don't worry, you are going to finish now. Choosing and staying with what you have tested. You know, so many things, people, they want to change. But stay with what we have tested. Everyone has his own character. Everyone has his own talent. Everyone has his own things God has put inside him. David, he have got training when he was in the wilderness. And he was fighting with, Ketcher. Slingshot. He learned how to fight with slingshot. I read this word in the Bible, but I just forget it. In French, it's lance-pierre. Saul take him. He said that, oh, you are going to fight against this giant. Let me give you my armor. He brought the casket to him. He brought the shield to him. Is it the casket? What? Helmet. Oh, yeah. It's going like that, a helmet. The helmet is like a cask. They brought this, the shield. They brought the sword. He tried the sword like that. How can you fight with someone, the sword you are carrying it like that? You cannot do, lift it up. It was very hard for him. But David, he learned to use what have tested in his life. You have started a relationship. You have gone very far. It can be in marriage, it can be in the church. But one day, you want to stop with this relationship because you have to start with something you have never tested in your life. Around you, there are people you know, but you say that, no, I will get married to someone who is coming from outside. I will convert him. Ah, now you become very calm. You say that, oh, how are you talking now about marriage? Is it about David? No, this is the example of life. You cannot take another character from outside just to use what you have tested in your life. This is how David was behaving. Then Saul dressed David in his own tunic. He put a coat of armor on him and a bronze helmet on his head. David fastened it on his sword over the tunic and tried walking around because he was not used to them. Small young boy with heavy armor. How can you fight? It's not yours. Don't take character of other people. Just be you. Amen. Can you talk to your neighbor? Just be you. Oh no. You didn't say, I saw you. Just stand by your neighbor. That just be you. Can you say it again? Just to be you. Be you. Why you want to change? David didn't like to take it. David fastened it on his sword over the tunic and tried walking around because he was not used to them. I cannot go in this. He said to Saul, no, Saul, I cannot go. He took a decision. This is, I said that the David of life of David, he knows how to say no. He knows how to say yes. He said that no. He said to Saul, because I'm not used to them. So he took them off. Just take it off. Take it off today. That armor you are using is not yours. Take it off. That character you have today is not yours. Take it off. You learn something you was not doing before. You become a very angry person in your life, in your family. You start to say, oh, my father was an angry man. My mother was an angry man. That's why me, I'm like that. You are a child of God. Hallelujah. You are a child of God. Don't take this character, it's not yours. God wants you to protect what you have. You have something from the Lord. Why are you taking something which is coming from outside? Saul gave him. He can say that, oh, he's our king. Today, if you see the king of the world in this country, The king gave you his armor. You'll be happy even if it's very heavy for you. Oh, is the king who said, give me this? You walk like that. How can you fight? It's not yours. Say to the king that, the king, I cannot walk because I don't use to this. It's possible. The very difficult thing today is just to take the decision to say no. Daniel, who became a very strong man in Israel, he knew how to take decision. They said that, okay, today you'll eat on the table of the king. And they said that, no, give us just a few days. We are not going to eat that meat there. On the table of the king, Moses, there was beef, sausage, you know, British breakfast, it was there. But Daniel said that, no, I will not eat there. I prefer to eat only vegetable within 10 days. How young man can decide like that? Take off what you are doing now. It's not yours. You are a child of God. Take it off. What can you take off today? There are so many things you have to take off in our life. We have to decide. It's just your decision. We can stand up now and pray. Four principles we learn today. Small beginning. Some manual job you have to do. Can you do it? Decide to do something in the church, in your family. To decide to those one who don't accept you, who don't want to discourage you. To flee from them. Don't stay with them. This is the character of David. If you read in the book of Psalm 1, he says it. Don't stay with people who are not in the same faith with you. I'd like you to pray now. Say, God, I want to be like David. I want to learn from this principle for my life. Lord, is it possible that you come to change everything? He's able.